It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Tuesday to you. I hope it's been good. I hope it's been well. I hope the end of it is going your way. Congratulations, you're here. I'm here with you too. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. There's no show without you. Yeah, you, listening to the sound of my voice. At home, at work, in the car, in the truck, getting the money, leaving the money. Maybe doing something you got no business doing. Thank you for listening. On the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, on SiriusXM channel 158, and if you got yourself a smart speaker and you're listening on that machine, I already know how you got here. You asked the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. This is where we're going to hang out for the next 4 hours, and we got a lot to get into. Unfortunately, more injury news in the NFL. I mean, I feel like a good portion of yesterday, we ran through all of these injuries. It stinks. Had two wide receivers go down last night for the Bucs. We got a wide receiver who's hurt who might be traded. We'll talk about Cooper Kupp in a second. The NBA is back. Boston Celtics are going to open up their season, open up a season defending the championship. They'll get going in about 90 minutes against the New York Knicks. Later tonight, we might have some history made in Los Angeles as the Lakers host the Timberwolves. And LeBron James and Bronny might be the first father and son combination to ever play together in the NBA. We'll talk about that later in the show. And get into some of these hurt wide receivers. Oh, I didn't forget Lamar Jackson in the process is having an amazing season. That dude is amazing. You're freaking nature out there. Wild stuff. We had another Hickey. What's up with these wide receivers? We got another one in Detroit who's gonna be suspended. What's going on with these wideouts?
It is a bad year for health for whatever reason. But let me tell you, I played a receiver in high school. I still got a few catches in me. Teams want to give me $1 million for a few games. I'm ready. I'm ready, JR.
What were your stats when you played?
I did have two touchdowns my senior year. Oh, now, wow. I also was a leading receiver with two touchdowns. So
damn.
We weren't exactly lighting it up, and we weren't exactly the best team.
Okay.
And I got cut from Penn State football as well when I tried out. But forget all that. Health and availability is right now better than everyone else's.
And you're here, which is good.
That's true.
I'm happy to have you here. Well, how are you feeling outside of not playing wide receiver and being banged up? You doing okay?
Good, healthy, like you said. Unlike a lot of these receivers in the NFL, I'm feeling good. It's crazy. It is crazy. They're dropping like flies.
Yeah, well, a tough position when you get beat up. You catch a ball and everybody wants to hit you for a living. It's wild stuff. Listen, folks, if you want to be a part of the show, you can. You can call up. You can pick up your cellular device. Or you can pick up your landline if you have one. Hi, Alan. Hickey, you think he used a cell phone or a landline? Alan in Toronto. Landline?
The only reason why I'm hesitating, he does travel a lot.
He does. To America and never says anything.
Right. So I'm assuming he has to have a cell phone. So I bet you does he call us from his landline at home? Maybe, you know what? I bet you he has a cell phone, but I bet you he calls us with a landline, like probably on his couch.
I bet you he does. I know he has one of them jitterbug phones. I know he does.
Pay-as-you-go, burner?
The big one. Yeah. Maybe I spoiled his little deal here. I finally found out why he runs back and forth between Canada and America with a burner phone.
Makes you wonder.
No, I think I know. I don't wonder. I think I know, but I don't want to shout him out or alert any authority. So, hey, shout-outs to Alan in Toronto. Much love to all of our listeners all over North America, everybody on the West Coast, people out East, people in the South, the North, Canada, not just Toronto. What's up, Montreal, Vancouver? Wherever you're listening, thank you very much. You can also find me online at JR Sport Brief. And we have a guest who's going to be joining us in a few hours. a big shout outs to Scott Schrader. He's going to come through. We're going to talk a lot of L.A. today, whether it happens to be football or basketball. And we'll be talking with Scott about some USC failures. For whatever reason, they can't win a game at the end of the game in the fourth quarter. We're going to figure out what the hell is going on. Welcome to a new conference. That's, I guess, what we can say. But let's start off here in L.A. We're going to get to the basketball in the season start, the Knicks, the Celtics. We'll get there. But we got some news. I don't want to call it huge news, but let's just say it broke a few hours ago, right before I got on air, and that there is a team in Los Angeles, not the Chargers, not them. They don't even have a wide receiver. Sorry, Mr. Johnston. But the other team in Los Angeles, the Rams, they're trying to figure out their roster. They might be trading away the man who was the NFL Offensive Player of the Year a few seasons ago. The man who won Super Bowl MVP, the Rams might be getting rid of Cooper Kupp. Listen to Diane Rossini on Dan Le Batard.
Cooper Kupp, Kansas City Chiefs. Is there a chance?
If the Rams are willing to take on the salary, I heard that they're willing to do. So they are definitely open to trading Cooper Kupp. So we'll see if they'll be able to get a deal done. I just don't think Kansas City has even enough money, even if the Rams were to take on some of that salary. That's been the problem and the reason why they haven't been able to go after a Davante Adams, an Amari Cooper, like we've seen other teams be aggressive with.
Come on now. The Kansas City Chiefs, the last time I looked, they got about $3 million in cap space. What are they going to do with that? Let's start on Cooper Kupp's salary. The man is getting about $9 million the rest of this year, $15 million total. Next year, he's owed $20 million. In 2026, he's owed another $20 million. Cooper Kupp is 31 years old. You want to know Cooper Kupp, the last time he played football? In week two. He might be making a return now that he practiced yesterday. He might be making a return in 2 days, on Thursday, Thursday night football against Minnesota. Let me say this again. Cooper Kupp is 31 years old. The Los Angeles Rams reportedly are looking for a second-round pick in order to bring Cooper Kupp, or at least to ship him out of town. They also, as you heard, willing to pick up part of the salary to get the second-round pick. The Rams are going nowhere. Come on. We knew that from when they won the championship. Their general manager at the time, Les Snead, he took the all-or-nothing approach. This man went swinging for the fences, bringing in the Von Millers and the Jalen Ramseys, guys who are no longer on the team right now, just to win a title. And they did. They won. Matthew Stafford, congratulations to him. He went from Detroit, went to L.A., won a title, and now he's on a bum-ass team. Let's just be real. The Rams have a record of 2-4. Congratulations on beating the Raiders. I think anybody could beat them at this point in time. And as I mentioned, they're going to be playing on Thursday against Minnesota. The trade deadline is November 5th. Is Cooper Kupp, is he still going to be a part of the team at that point? At the trade deadline? But do we need to see Cooper Kupp on Thursday? Is this an audition for prospective teams to pick him up? Because since Cooper Kupp won a Super Bowl, one Super Bowl MVP, one Offensive Player of the Year, the man has been broken. And I don't know how a broken wide receiver is going to age when he's 31 and up and he relies on his footwork and everybody talks about his route running. Well, damn it. Listen to these injuries. It stinks. In 2018, this man tore his ACL. The year after he won a Super Bowl and was so damn amazing and great, he only played 9 games. High ankle sprain, Achilles. Had that tightrope surgery that Aaron Rodgers had in the back of his leg. Last season, he played 12 games, had to deal with hamstring and high ankle sprains again. Everything is with this guy's legs, and now he's only played 2 games this season for the Rams. You want a second-round pick? I mean, you got to start somewhere, right? Ain't nobody dumb enough to trade a first-round pick for Cooper Kupp? Hickey, is anybody dumb enough to do that? No, right?
No.
Yeah, nobody's that stupid. But you got to start somewhere, right? You got to start with a second-rounder. We saw what Davante Adams went for. He went for a third-round pick that turns into a second-rounder if the team has success. And I think if you're going to go for Cooper Kupp, who has had a history of leg injuries, you do the same damn thing. You move him. There's no more Aaron Donald. There's no Von Miller. Von Miller has bigger issues, suspension due to domestic issues. There's no Jalen Ramsey. Damn it, Odell Beckham Jr. was out there. He got hurt. All these guys are gone. Wait for Puka Nacua to get healthy. That's your guy. He was the man last year when Cooper Kupp was, guess what, hurt again. So the Rams might as well move on. Get some draft capital and let Cooper Kupp almost have another injury, a leg injury on another team that's actually competing for a title. Does it have to be Kansas City? Are the Pittsburgh Steelers not looking for a little bit of help at the wide receiver position? Somebody to help balance out George Pickens? I know Pickens will be mad about that. Less targets now that Russell Wilson is throwing the ball. What about Baltimore? Do they still need help in the passing game? We saw what Lamar Jackson did last night. My God, that guy is just completely playing on a different level. What happens if you get him some help? The Rams stink. This was inevitable. You know, even the fact of them letting Matthew Stafford stick around has been surprising to me. It's just to have warm bodies in the building. And I can't even say that's the fact because they play in Los Angeles. Most of the warm bodies who show up to the football stadium, the SoFi Stadium, are from the opposition. What does it matter? Hickey, do the Rams, do they really have fans in L.A.?
I think they have more than the Chargers do.
Oh, my God.
So that's something.
Well, the Chargers fans are still in San Diego, those poor people.
Exactly right. So
that's a shame.
Two is greater than one, right?
Yeah. I get. Well, we can put double the, yeah, I guess, right? If you're the NFL, we can blow the building up in more than, what is that now, 16 games? Look at that. Genius NFL. Look at 16 games, a Super Bowl every now and then. Why the hell not? Unless you're from San Diego. Look, move Cooper Kupp, move him for a third round to pick up part of his salary and move on. Y'all won your Super Bowl. You sold out. The Los Angeles Rams basically did what the New York Jets are trying to do. Except for Matthew Stafford, all things considered, seems like a decent human being. And the New York Jets quarterback, well, he just seems like an angry dude all the damn time. He actually said we need to be less angry if we want to win. Okay, Mr. Bubbles, start smiling. Let me know if the smiles help lead the victories. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The phone number here is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The NBA regular season starts tonight. The defending champion Celtics take on the Knicks. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they're in Los Angeles to take on Bronny James and LeBron James. We're going to talk some USC football. When we come back from break, on the other side, we're going to talk more wide receivers because Cooper Kupp might be getting traded. But I know the fate for a couple of wide receivers in Tampa Bay is not good. That means I also know the fate of the Buccaneers. It is not good unless the Falcons choke, which is something we know they are very capable of doing. Congratulations. Happy Tuesday. We're going to talk some Buccaneers. Then we're going to talk some Lamar. We'll talk some NBA. We're going to talk it all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Those young people are screwed. I'm doing my best. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, oh, by the way, thank you so much to Bella B. Bella B from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Messaged me on X as Bella B listens on a Sirius XM channel 158. Shout outs to Bella B. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Knock yourself out. You want to show me that you're listening in the car? Do it safe. Two hands on the wheel. Two hands on the wheel. Hickey, two hands on the wheel, right? Two hands on the wheel.
At 10 and 2.
Eyes on the road?
Yes, of course. Always.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. We want people keeping their driver's licenses, right? We do. We do. Man, Hickey, you have one of those, right? You got a driver's license?
Oh, that I do.
Well, I don't know. You live in New York. I don't know what you have. I don't know.
It's fair. Very fair. But before living in New York, I did drive.
Okay.
So I have my license. I just renewed it. Now I'm good until 2030. Watch out.
You have to renew a driver's license?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Hold on.
Oh, jeez.
Let me look at my rule. Let's see this sucker's ass.
It's like every...
Oh, crap. 2028.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm so good.
You still got, 4 years, plenty of time, but yeah. It's what, I think every 8-10 years you got to renew it. It's annoying.
I don't know. That means I have to take a new picture?
No. I actually want a new picture. Mine is from like when I was like 17 for my permit, but I'm too lazy to go to the DMV. So
Mine's is from the COVID era, okay?
That's more updated. That's like 5 years ago, not terrible.
Not when you can't go to a barbershop. Okay? No, I might be, if somebody ever looks up my license, they may go, who's that? This is not you. This is not you. Get out the car. So, yeah, shout outs to everybody out there driving safely. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Now, if there's something we know is not safe, let me say this. I'm going to say this so people can hear me. I'm going to say it slow so people understand me. I'm going to say it even slower. I'm going to enunciate even harder so I can be very clear. People get hurt in the NFL. It is inevitable. There were a lot of upset people last night. And we were here on the air when Mike Evans pulled his hamstring. He's going to be out at minimum 3 games now, unfortunately. Mike Evans, this man catches his 100th career touchdown, a 25-yard bomb. I guess if you can call a 25-yarder a bomb. He caught it. He scored. And then Baker Mayfield tried to throw him another bomb, and he pulled his hammy. We talked about that live here on the air. And, well, there's your update. He's going to be gone for at minimum 3 games. At the end of the game, a game that the Buccaneers were trying to stay alive in. Because at one point, this game was done. It was like 31-10. I was like, this is some crap against the Ravens. The Buccaneers, they were able to kind of pop back into the game. Onside kick, a score. They're trying to keep it moving. And so Chris Godwin was still in the game, was running right down the middle of the field, had the football. Roquan Smith went to tackle him. Into the, what's the word? To the disgust of everybody watching, including Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, Chris Godwin broke his ankle. He said it was a dislocated ankle. Okay, dislocated, broken, it don't work. His ankle went the wrong way, and it was sickening. Thank you, ESPN, for not showing the damn replay. We did not need it. So unless you're living underneath a rock, Chris Godwin is done for the season. And he was having an excellent season. This man already had 5 touchdown passes. He's leading the league with his co-worker, his teammate, Mike Evans. Well, now that's over. He had 576 yards. This is his free agent season. Chris Godwin can go free. He can go anywhere he wants at the conclusion of this season. And wherever the hell he goes next, well, damn it, it's really going to be on a discount. This man is 28 years old, and so God bless him. He ain't no spring chicken. He still has something left. Why must I remind you, it was only a couple of seasons ago, in the COVID era, that Chris Godwin tore his ACL. So this is a man who is 28 years old, getting ready to move towards 29, already tore his ACL. Last night, broke his damn ankle for the world to see. Leg went the wrong damn way. And so let's put these things out here. Number one, the Bucs are screwed this year. That's it. Jalen McMillan, who you just got out of the draft in Washington, he ain't Mike Evans. He ain't Chris Godwin. Trey Palmer, who they got, what, last year? That ain't him either. Sterling Shepard, I got to be honest, they don't want him starting no football game. And so as we talk about a team bringing in a wide receiver, I mean, are the Buccaneers going to give up a second-round pick to bring in Cooper Kupp, who's also injury-prone? That just sounds and seems like a bad idea. Go get somebody like Deontay Johnson from the Carolina Panthers, another team that's not going anywhere. But the Bucs are screwed. They now fall to 4-3. This is the type of world we live in. They have the Falcons up next. The Atlanta Falcons, if they don't win the division. I know the Falcons are up, the Falcons are down. They can't beat the Seahawks. They can beat this team. They could come back and do that. One day they look amazing. The other day they look ass. Kirk Cousins is swag surfing one day. Another day Kirk Cousins looks like he forgot how to throw the football. The Falcons have to win the NFC South. Come on. There's no excuses anymore. The Buccaneers are decimated. The Buccaneers wish they could have at least one of the weapons that the Falcons have. Give them Kyle Pitts. Give them Drake London. Give them somebody they wish they did. But these are the Falcons. And so I guess they're going to allow the Buccaneers to stay in this season and not just win the NFC South outright. That would be the most Falcons thing to do. Number two, leave Todd Bowles alone. There were so many fans online giving Todd Bowles such a difficult time about leaving Chris Godwin in the game. Why do you have our now remaining top receiver left in the game when the game is over? There was more than a minute left in the game. They just had an onside kick. They lowered the deficit, brought it down to about 10. They were trying to score and get an onside kick. They already had success. Why not go for it? Todd Bowles actually had to, unfortunately, answer that question. Hey, Todd, why the hell did you leave this man in the game and the game was over? Listen to Todd.
He's a player. We're trying to win the ball game. I mean, we were still down 10. We're trying to get extra points and kick another onside kick. It just happened. We don't second guess. We got our guys. We're playing everybody we got. It's unfortunate he got hurt. We feel bad about that. But he's a football player and he wanted to be in the game just like Baker and everybody else wanted to be in the game.
Yeah, he's a football player. Yeah, he wants to play. He wants to try to win. And this leads me to point number three. It is football. People are going to get hurt. I mean, this man breaking his ankle. Does it matter if it happened in the fourth quarter or the first? Was the game that out of hand? It wasn't 40-8. It wasn't 40-3. They were down by 10 points. We've seen wilder things happen in a football game. And if they came back and won the game, nobody would be saying nothing. People don't walk away at the end of a football game and go, oh, yeah, everybody was healthy. The only people who do that are the players. These guys, the game is over. They sit in the middle of the field. They all gather the opposition and both teams, and they say a prayer. Thank you for letting us get through this game and my legs aren't broken. This is what they do. Fans don't care. Everybody wants to be an armchair quarterback when an injury takes place in an NFL game. The NFL is actually looking into whether or not Roquan Smith committed the brand new dreaded penalty of the hip drop tackle. He came and tackled him from the side. He brought him down. I don't think he jumped from behind and lunged and purposely fell on his legs. He tried to grab him from the side and fell on him. He broke his leg. It's going to happen. It's football. What do you want him to do? Let him score? I know the NFL is investigating as to whether or not they need to find Roquan Smith. Leave it alone. Come on. We know the NFL is turning into flag football. How the hell was he supposed to grab that man without trying to grab him on the side and use his weight to bring him down? You play football, legs are going to be broken. Clavicles are going to be broken. Shoulders. Deshaun Watson, before he popped his Achilles last year, he broke his shoulder. It's going to happen. It's football. Leave Todd Bowles alone. And as Todd Bowles said, it's football. Everybody wants to play. Chris Godwin was out there just like Baker Mayfield, the quarterback. And yeah, so Chris Godwin is physically hurting. They had to put that man's leg, his foot, his ankle in an air cast and cart him off of the field. Mike Evans had to walk with a busted up hamstring. He had to walk off the field. Baker Mayfield, he's hurting because he got nobody to throw the ball to. Nobody. But Baker Mayfield also hurts for his teammates. He says what happened to Chris Godwin is terrible.
Yeah, it sucks for our team, but Chris deserves better than that. He's an unbelievable guy, unbelievable teammate. Obviously, you guys have seen he's been playing extraordinary this year. It's got a heavy heart right now.
Yeah, good luck to him in his recovery. Coming back next year. Signing with, I presume, a new team or maybe on a discounted rate. Having a career year and breaking your ankle messes up the money. Good luck to Chris Godwin in his recovery. And for the Falcons, don't screw this up. Come on now. You can't mess. The Saints and the Panthers are garbage. It's a two-team. Now it's a one-team race. If the Falcons can't win the NFC South, then they don't deserve nothing. They deserve to be a bunch of losers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Yes, 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm not talking about no loser. I'm talking about someone who might win his third NFL MVP award. But more importantly to him, he wants to win. He wants to win a Super Bowl. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break. We'll get into the defending NBA champions. Talk some USC football. We're going to talk about it all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Brief
Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's share with you some good news from last night. Hey, but before we talk about Lamar Jackson, that's the good news. This guy gets better. He gets better every season. He gets better every year. Where are the critics at now? Oh, he can't pass. He can't throw the ball. He's a running back. He's never going to. He has one thing left to do, like winning the playoffs, okay? Guy's amazing. Let's see if it translates because he looks better. Hickey, before I get into Lamar, do you agree or disagree about Godwin being in the game?
Oh, agree with you, agree with Todd Bowles. I mean, look, I get the chances are slim to none. You're down by 10 with about 30 seconds left. It's not 41-10. It's 41-31. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous to even have this conversation of whether Todd Bowles is in the right or the wrong. I know it's, you know, he got hurt, so it's you can't play the other way. But if he doesn't get hurt, nobody is questioning today, why is Todd Bowles leaving his starters in? It's a 10-point game. It's not egregious. It's football. Injuries suck. It happens, unfortunately. But there's no reason to blame Todd Bowles for what he did. Not at all.
It's football. It comes with the game. Just a bunch of people. Why I did this, I don't know. I guess it's part of my job to see what's online, right? I'm looking at the news. I see everything. Some of the comments, not that Todd Bowles sees them. Or cares, or, you know, he's scrolling through X. But some of the comments that people, oh, my God, it's egregious that Todd Bowles left his wide receiver in the game. Oh, my God, do you see Todd Bowles? Did you see the one? Todd Bowles is smiling after his receiver went down. Did you see that one?
No, I did not see that one. People are so stupid.
Yeah, and they juxtaposed Godwin going down and then also the reaction of Bowles. And they're like, oh, this is not funny. You left a star receiver in the game, and there was no game to win. Todd Bowles saw his star receiver went down, and he kind of just shook his head and smirked sarcastic, like, you got to be kidding me. And then he walked away because Todd Bowles really doesn't have an expression on his face ever. And so people just make stuff up. It's pretty sad. It's just angry. Hickey, I'll tell you this about. You know the guy Jelly Roll? Is he a country singer? Is that what he does?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Okay. I like this guy. I don't know much about him. I think I know one song, I think. He had an excellent post about social media. He says X/Twitter/whatever the hell it is. He said this is the most toxic negative app to exist ever, period. Maybe he hasn't been on Facebook. He said this place is different. I always heard it was the Wild West on here, but it's insane. It's a safe place for everyone to say mean you know what to each other with no consequences. He says, I'm out, LOL, which means he's not out. It stinks. It really does. I got to tell you, Hickey, I've been on this thing, whatever the hell it's called, since, I don't know, 2009. Damn, wow. Whoa. Wow, a long time. It is very different from when I started using it. Like, you could have a friendly conversation. And, yeah, there were always going to be anonymous things. And now just everybody's a know-it-all and people are evil and mean and nasty. You say one thing, it gets interpreted as something else. It's just, it has dumbed people down. It's stupid.
You're right. I think it's a great way to put it. It really has dumbed people down. There's a lot of misinformation out there. People run with it. People only want to believe what they believe, and everything else is incorrect, and now they have a platform to fight back or to share it. Yeah, it's, like you said, it really has turned into a negative cesspool, and it's sad. It can be a great place.
It can, and there's still those things on there, but how it's set up and designed is, from sports, you know, there can be good, but then there's also the bad, and I guess it's like everything else in life, but it leans more towards nasty. And I think there used to be more balance in what you have. Jelly Roll is not lying. And all the idiots who posted nasty things about Todd Bowles and the injury and what have you. It's just what it is. Like, there'll be plenty of jokes tonight about Bronny James and what he does and what he doesn't do. And there'll be natural discourse. But then there'll be things that just go straight into disgusting. It's just a wild, wild world. But let's boost things up just a little bit. Let's talk about some positivity. This man certainly knows about some negativity going his way. I'm talking about Lamar Jackson, someone who is probably favored right now today. Not probably. This man is favored to win a third NFL MVP. We just talked about the game. 41-31. Lamar Jackson last night had 5 passing touchdowns. He had 5 passing touchdowns. He only had 5 incompletions. He was 17 of 22. He had 52 yards rushing. Don't get me started on a Derrick Henry guy. 169 on 15 carries. But Lamar Jackson is the man. Think about his numbers. When he won the MVP the first time, the touchdown to interception ratio was ridiculous. 36-6. Right now, so far this season, it's like he's doing it again at an advanced pace. 15 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. He already has 455 yards passing to go along with 2 rushing touchdowns. The only man who has thrown for more touchdowns than him is Baker Mayfield right now with 18. And I have a feeling that that's going to go down with no Mike Evans and no Chris Godwin. It's crazy. Lamar Jackson is playing at a different level. And the question for Lamar has always been twofold. Are you going to be healthy? Well, I guess threefold. Are you going to be healthy? Are you going to be healthy in the playoffs? And regardless of whether or not you're healthy, full strength, or whatever, are you in the postseason? Are you going to go to a Super Bowl? Like, we've seen this man get eliminated at every level and every round of the postseason except for going to the Super Bowl. That's all people want. That's all he wants. Lamar Jackson has made it very clear. He doesn't care about no MVP. He was asked about that last week, and throwing 5 touchdowns in a game, that ain't no cheap feat. Yeah, there's certain throws that you just go, oh, Lamar did that or didn't do this. This guy is a nuclear weapon on the football field in a way that we have never seen before. It's crazy to think, well, we had Michael Vick, but now we've leveled up into Lamar Jackson. This is nuts. And Lamar Jackson, typically short on words. He's not going to give you a whole lot. He's just ready to ball out. He talked about his mindset right now, today.
Playing football, trying to win. That's all that's in my mind, trying to win. Yes, sir.
This is short, simple, and sweet. Well, what about his coach, John Harbaugh? You might remember in the offseason, John Harbaugh told everybody that Lamar Jackson, yeah, we're building him up to be the greatest quarterback of all time. And everybody went, whoa, what is he talking about? Well, I don't know if it's going to lean into that way with no championships, but when you think about the singular talent and what he's been able to do with his feet, with his arm, with his legs, all of it, I'd have to see a bunch more years, but these years right now are peak. They're prime for everybody. So John Harbaugh, he didn't have the crazy words after last night. He says, you know what? I'm not going to go over the top this time. I'm going to be reserved.
You know, I think we'll just keep it like we're just going to keep approaching every week, one week at a time, one game at a time, one play at a time, because that's what he's doing. You know, and he's doing it at a high, high, high level. You know, and I'm proud of him. I'm happy for him. He's a great leader, and he's a great player. Great player. But we got a game next week against the Browns, and we got to bring our best. And that's what he's thinking about.
Oh, my God, the Browns. Is anybody worried about the Browns? Hickey, is this the type of game the Browns win?
It should be. Yes, I think it is.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I think it is.
The Ravens walk in, they're just like, oh, we got this, we got this. And then Jameis lights them up for, I don't know, three touchdowns and three interceptions, and they still win, right?
Yes. I think this is a Jameis game, and it's like one of those, you don't see it coming, Browns win.
Is Jameis going to talk about eating a W again? And ugh. The motivational speeches. We should, you know, we always talk about putting people together in rooms. Jameis and Russell Wilson. Right? Well, what does that sound like?
A lot of positivity and a lot of inspiration.
Does Russell gets tired of Jameis first, right? Starts rolling his eyes. What are you saying?
Probably. Yeah. Because Jameis Blake can go on and on and on. And you just get lost of what the hell is he talking about? Yeah. Where am I? And what does it have to do with anything?
Yeah. Jameis Winston makes you feel like you're in a black church listening to the preacher. He does. He just goes on and on. I'm only going to be here for 10 minutes. 30 minutes later, Jameis Winston is still going on. Everybody looking at him like, what are you talking about? It's time to leave. Hey, good luck to the Ravens. This is a team on a 5-game winning streak now. Started the season 0-2. They are rolling. Cincinnati ain't going to catch them. Cleveland ain't going to catch them. Yeah, you still got to contend with the Steelers there, but you would think the law of averages will even things out. And even Todd Bowles knows that it's not just Lamar. You got him and Derrick Henry now. This offense, man, they whooped our ass.
Got some big plays. I mean, Lamar got out of the pocket. He made a big play in the passing game. We turned it over twice. Gave up two big runs in the second half to Henry, and the game kind of got away from us.
Yeah, Derek, how you getting better? Derek Henry is making jokes online about how slow he is. This guy's reaching top speed with all this new next-gen NFL stat stuff. He's running 27, 28 miles per hour. I'm like, okay. All right. How does that translate? What was Barry Sanders? We don't know. Didn't exist. What was Jerry Rice doing? I don't know. Next gen stats tell me that he goes as fast as me in my car in traffic. Okay, great. Good. 30 miles per hour. And Derrick Henry is absolutely amazing. I wish he would have joined this team a few seasons ago. Sitting around and rotting on the Tennessee Titans was just a complete waste of everybody's time. I'm glad he's free, and I'm glad he's out here competing for a championship. If there's one team that I want to see stay healthy throughout the course of the year, just to see what they can do in the postseason, it is the Ravens. Why their defense with all of their weapons, why they're performing like hot crap, I have no idea. But I would think by the time the season continues on, the defense hopefully should catch up. And Lamar Jackson? The man of very few words. He says, yeah, whatever about the defense. He said, our offense? He says, we are all ready, set to go.
Our mind is just focused on the drive, focused on the play, and just go from there. Try to put points on the board, but we don't really look at it like we're clicking and we got them. Like, it's like we got to score each and every time we out there.
Oh, they're clicking. And this might be a team that brings in more help. the Baltimore Ravens might say, you know what, let's try it. Let's go for it. Let's bring in one of these available wide receivers. Is it a Deontay Jackson or Johnson? Is it a Cooper Kupp? But what are they going to do? Are the Ravens going to stand pat? Or are the Ravens going to go out there looking for a little bit of help? John Harbaugh, though, when it comes to Lamar, is there somewhere else he can take his game? Is there another level? Tell me, coach, tell me.
How do you measure levels? There's a lot of levels going on here, but I think we can take it to another level as a football team. You know, across the board, there's so many things we can improve upon. That's what we're going to be focusing on.
Listen, the next level they need to take things is to a championship. That's it. Lamar Jackson, do this in the playoffs, man. Go on a run. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of a championship, the Celtics are about to hang banner number 18. They're going to defend the championship. The NBA season starts in 30 minutes. Don't move. We'll talk about it.